all those animals take time, and nobody really has time to be bothered with them, and you hate for them to... Carl said last night he thought he'd call Santa Fe Junior College or Santa Fe Museum to see if they would, you know, take care of him and take him. I said, I wish you would.
Where is this Santa Fe Museum?
I don't really know. He was just telling me he thought he would call him and see if, you know, they would take it and take care of it. And then we thought one time we might call Silver Springs, Ross Allen, out there and see if he would take him and put him out there, you know, along the river or somewhere.
Is he big enough to get by?
We don't think so. That's why we hate to move him out like that. But then, I don't know. Maybe they could take care of him better than we could.
How did his... Did the owl's mother...
It was in the tree over there, and the owl was falling. I guess she's trying to teach him to fly. And he was about to fall, and the dogs was attacking the owl. And then she got angry and attacked them, and they about half killed her. So then Carl had to finish getting the baby away so it'd survive, and we finally got it in the pen. And it.
Where's the mother owl now?
She died.
Was that the only baby?
The only one we saw. There may have been more, but she could have taught them to fly. Carl said he thought there may have been two, but we had never seen any more but that one.
I don't think owls have that many.
I don't know either. I wouldn't know. Sandra asked her daddy last night, is it a mother or father? He says, I don't know. I couldn't tell you if it's a mother or father. He says, we'll find out sometime, maybe.
How old do you think it is?
I don't know. We had it here about 2.5 weeks. They're meat-eating animals, though.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any trouble?
He'll eat boiled eggs and eggs, but he had rather have meat.
Mm-hmm. How do you get him to take it?
Well, at first, I had this lettuce core keeper that you cut the lettuce core out. And I put the meat right on the tip end of it, and they would put it to his mouth, and he would eat it. But now he's got it, so he will pick it up a little bit. And then when we've gotten braver, too, he don't, we're not quite as scared he's going to eat you up. And so we hand it to him once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But he likes meat. And their mouth is so big, you never realize they could swallow so much.
Yeah.
He can swallow big hunks of stuff.
When he yawns.
I guess though they have to be able to, you know, hold little frogs and things like that and be able to have big mouths. Right? It's that big.
What kind of owl is it?
Well, they say there's one that's smaller than that. They call a screech owl, I think, or something. But this is what Carl said was a horned owl that he hoots.
Mm-hmm.
Where the other one, I think, doesn't hoot as much as it screeches. But this one has grown 2 inches since we got him because he had him stand up last night and he measured him with a ruler and he was 10 inches when we first got him, brought him in the cage because he's trying to build a cage to put him in.
Mm-hmm.
And he's grown 2 inches, so he's 12 inches tall now. I told Carl, I said, well, he's really stretching some. He said, well, he's stretching. We measured him before, so it still counts. It was quite a bit bigger than him, but I don't know. I can't tell he's growed that much. But I guess...
Well, you've been around him every day, though.
Yeah, it makes a difference. That lady came over last night from Williston, the Chevrolet place. She said, I've seen owls not much bigger than that pick up whole chickens and move them away. You know, eat the whole chickens, like kill them and eat them. I says, well, that's all I need for him to get out and attack the neighbor's chickens. I don't want to prosecute you for letting your owl kill their chickens.
Are owls protected at all? Or do you...
I don't know. That's what I told Carl. I don't know, really, we should have that thing in here or not, because if you're not supposed to.